Welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives, a Housewives podcast from right here at Us Weekly, where we break down all your latest Housewives news, give you exclusive interviews with your favorite ladies, and dish the dirt on all things Real Housewives related. I'm your host, Christina Garibaldi. This week, we sit down with Real Housewives of Dubai star Lisa Milan, who talks about her feud with Caroline Stanberry, if she's team Brooks or team Sarah, and why all of her castmates, besides Chanel, are weak. Congratulations on the line, on the show. I mean, what has it been like launching your non-maternity line for Mina Rowe?
Well, it has been absolutely amazing. So we've dressed Beyonce twice. And so there is this thing called the Beyonce effect. But there is a Bravo effect. So it's been absolutely amazing launching our new ready-to-wear collection, which, by the way, I'm wearing a piece from the collection as we speak, into the new collection. It's been absolutely amazing. I'm so grateful to Bravo and the Truly Original team for really like showcasing the brand in such a great way.
Definitely. Do you have a favorite piece from the collection?
I'm wearing it. This is actually one of my favorites. You can't see it, but it's a two-piece set. I love it. It's so good. I think I wore it on the show in the beige as well. So yeah, it's one of my summer staples for sure.
Where do you get the inspiration for your designs?
So we started out in maternity wear. So I couldn't find cute, trendy, you know, maternity wear for myself when I was pregnant with my first son. So we filled that hole in the gap with Mina Rowe. Mm-hmm. And I've always gotten my inspiration just from, you know, things that I see out and about. It could be something as simple as, you know, a top that I saw that I thought, okay, you know, this is a really nice top, but I would do it like this and that. And I changed it. But for the first time with Mina Rowe, we actually had outside designers. So we've worked with other creatives, which I'm a control freak, by the way. So this is a big deal. I've never been able to work with outside creatives. So this time we're able to work with outside creatives. So I would say 80% of the line is designed by me and 20% by other creatives.
Nice. I mean, what was it like seeing Beyonce in one of your designs for the first time?
Now, girl, we are talking about the Queen Bee. It was absolutely amazing. And the crazy thing is, at the time when Beyonce wore Mina Rowe, no one knew I owned the brand. So it was like through a process where I was teaching myself self-validation. So for her to wear it and for me to not be able to publicize it was a lot. It was a learning experience and a spiritual journey that I was going through, but it was absolutely insane. I couldn't believe it. She wore it twice. Mm-hmm. So that was a big deal.
Such a big deal. I mean, how has your world changed even more since becoming a Real Housewife of Dubai?
It's changed. I mean, in Dubai, not so much because it's kind of illegal as well for people to like take photos of you when you're not expecting. But I just came back from vacation in Jamaica and it was like Beyonce herself landed.
I love that.
Amazing. It was amazing. I've gotten so much love from the Caribbean community. Mm-hmm. It's been so good. I went back home to Miami as well and I'm in Target and the girl's like, are you? And my mom's like, okay, it's official. I can't shop here anymore.
Hysterical. How do your kids feel about it?
They don't really understand. Yeah. So my son's teacher said, oh, I saw your mom's show. And my son, my eldest Max is like, oh mom, I think your YouTube channel is doing really good. My teacher saw it.
Like, yes, definitely. Do you still have the goat? Is the goat still around?
Well, listen, we love Miss Goat. I hate to say you're going to have to tune in to see if Miss Goat stays or goes, but she is definitely a staple in the family. I didn't think it would happen, but I'm actually obsessed with her.
I love that. Has your relationship with your husband changed at all since the show? I mean, you know, a lot of relationships kind of change after, you know, being on reality television. You know, sometimes people say it's like a therapeutic experience because you can watch it back and see, you know, see what's going on in your relationship. How did it change with you and your husband?
No, actually, well, it's changed, but for the better. So my husband was not on board at all initially to do this show. And I think he's secretly liking the attention. He's not on social media. He's such a quiet, private person. But lately he's been getting awarded like the hottest husband. And, you know, and I show him the tweets because he's not on social media. And Yeah, I think he's liking it a little bit more. So this is good for season two.
I love it. I love it. I know that you and Caroline Sanbury have obviously had a rocky start this season. You said you liked her despite everything that you heard about her. So what were some of those things that you heard about her prior to meeting her?
Well, I've heard a lot of things. I know on the show, I said Nina was one of the key people to warn me against her. No, she did not use the words ratchet, but she definitely said she was trashy along with other things. And, you know, she's a mom. I'm a mom. And some of the things I just choose not to repeat because why put it out in the universe if it's possibly not even true? Mm-hmm. So I'll spare her for now.
Did your opinion of her change throughout the course of the season as you got to know her a little bit more?
Absolutely not. She's exactly the bitch that they said she was. Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty. When she made that comment to you and Sergio, did you think that she was joking? Because, you know, obviously, you know, when you all sat down for a lunch, she said, you know, this was my humor. Did you find any humor in that? Or did you find it completely offensive from the beginning?
To be honest, I feel had it come from someone like Chinelle Ayan, I would feel like it was there was humor in it, but because it came from her, and listen, I know sometimes when you're drinking, things happen, you know, I'll give her a pass this time because she was heavily intoxicated. So I will just leave it at that. You know, she said she's sorry. So I'm going to just appreciate and take it that she really was sorry for that comment.
What do you make of her and Sergio as a couple? Do you think that this marriage is going to last? What are kind of your thoughts on their relationship?
So I love love and I love being in love. And to be honest, when I'm around them, they seem very happy together. So I genuinely hope and I wish her the best. I hope it does last.
Do you think that she treated Sergio fairly around the wedding?
You know, I would not have treated my husband that way at all, but everybody's relationship is different. What works for you may not work for me. And so I would not have done that, but it works for them. They're still together and they seem happy. So who am I to judge?
Right. You know, it's interesting because she kind of jokes around a lot about, you know, this being her second marriage and this might not be Sergio's last marriage. Do you find those jokes funny or do you think that she's somewhat maybe insecure about her relationship a little bit?
I think she's just an insecure person in general. But I don't know. I'm the kind of person the tongue is so powerful. You know, I'm Jamaican. So we believe that you be careful of the words that you say because you don't want that to happen. And I know she doesn't mean it. And I know she loves Sergio. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure she wants the wedding to last and the marriage to last. You know, so, you know, my advice to her would be, you know, speak what you want to happen rather than speak about the things that you don't really want to happen. Mm-hmm.
Do you think she'll be pregnant by the end of the year?
Listen, I only hope she's pregnant so I can just drop her with this Mina Rowe.
Yeah, seriously.
And so either you or Sergio can wear Mina Rowe.
I love it. What was their wedding like? Because I know this episode, we get to see the engagement, which was beautiful. And then next week is the wedding. I mean, what was the wedding like?
I heard it was beautiful.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. And what was the engagement party like? Because obviously there was a lot of drama that went down between.
Oh, it was stunning. It was actually such a beautiful wedding reception. Mm-hmm. That went down at the reception, as you saw, which kind of took away from the beauty of what was really happening. But the reception was absolutely stunning. I love Sonora Desert. So pretty. Mm-hmm.
So pretty. I mean, were you shocked that Sarah brought up Caroline's son in that way? And, you know, obviously it kind of crosses the line when children are involved. So whose side are you on in this whole mess of a drama?
You know what? As a mom, I think it's just totally off limits. You cannot give people parental advice. You know, the way I parent and the way you parent may be different, but it's not right or wrong. So I would definitely say stay away from giving parental advice. You know, it's like the pot calling the kettle black in this situation, but I'm on neither side because I feel the way Caroline Brooks reacted was a little bit too over the top. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, Sarah should have never given their opinion.
Yeah, no, does Caroline Brooks cause a lot of drama this season going forward?
You know, she does cause a lot of drama. She's hot-headed.
Yes.
But she's a good one. She's a good girl.
You and Ayan obviously had a friendship before all of this. And, you know, sometimes when housewives join the show together as friends, their friendships are oftentimes put to the test. Did you find that your friendship with Ayan was tested at all this season?
You know what? We're solid. Mm-hmm. I feel like if your foundation is solid, no matter what they throw at you, and this goes for friendships and relationships, that they can't break you, right? So I think a lot of the girls are a little bit jealous that we're so close, mm-hmm. but she's my ride or die and I'm hers, you know? So, you know, they're just going to have to get over it. You have to get through me to get to her and get to me. So
I love that. What friendships kind of surprised you that flourished this season, and which ones kind of surprised you that diminished the season as well?
So I think the most surprising friendship would be Nina and Caroline Stanberry, because like I said before, she's the one that warned me, like, be careful of this woman, you know? And so to see her, you know, a month after warning me, becoming besties with this girl, it was a little bit odd, but I'm all for making amends. Who cares? You know, you guys squashed whatever beef you had in the past. And so, but obviously if you gave me an advice, it's just weird, mm-hmm. you know, to see it happen and flourish as fast as it did. But Caroline is really attracted to weak women. So it doesn't surprise me that she's gravitating to the weak ones.
Yeah. Do you find Nina to be a weak woman?
I think they're all weak.
Where do you stand with Caroline today?
You know, we are standing exactly where you last saw us.
What about standing still? What about Caroline and Ayan?
They are wherever we are.
You know, obviously Dubai is going to have its first reunion coming up. Is there anything that you're looking forward to that? Anything that you really want to clear up?
Yes, I'm looking forward to dropping these receipts. That's what I'm looking for.
Definitely.
And clearing my name, like people being in the media saying, oh, I never said that. Oh, really, girl? Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Lots of things.
It's on a positive side. I've been friends with some of these women for so many years, and I would hate for little petty drama to affect our real relationships in real life. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to use this reunion as like a therapy session and hopefully resolve some of the issues that I've had with them. That's because I do love most of them.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the fashion that you ladies are going to bring. It's going to be so good. So are you happy that you did the show? No regrets at all?
I'm totally happy. From a business perspective, it's been great for me in a row. There is the Beyonce effect, but the Bravo effect is a real thing. Mm-hmm. So super happy that I did it. It was a really good and learning journey to go through with my group of friends. I think we definitely have a lot of work to do mm-hmm. on our tip, but overall, I thought it was a great and successful season.
Yeah. Watching it back, was there anything that surprised you about what the other ladies said about you?
100%. And you know, that's the thing with doing a reality TV show, right? You know, in real life, you would probably never hear it back unless one of your messy friends come back and tell you what the other person said. Mm-hmm. But to watch it play out, I think that's been like the hardest for me because I think, and I consider myself a really good, genuine, authentic friend. So when I hear, you know, some of the comments made about me or even my friendship with Ayan, I'm like, girl, bye.
Yeah, I love it. Well, Lisa, thank you so much. I can't wait to see the rest of the season unfold, and congratulations on the ready to wear line.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Well, that's it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. If you want some more Housewives news, head on over to usmagazine.com, where we've got you covered.